On the show today, we have Executive Director Teresa Keenan and Director of Communications Rob Schickley from City House to talk to us about teenage homelessness in Frisco and what they're doing to address the problem. This is the Frisco Podcast for Friday, February 19th, 2014. So joining us today are Teresa Keenan, Executive Director of City House, and Rob Schickley, who is the Director of Communications for City House. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you guys here. I know that you've been in Plano for quite a while, and you've helped a number of Frisco families, even operating out of Plano, and we're happy to have you guys now coming to Frisco. But for those who are not already familiar with City House, with what you do, what your mission is, before we start digging down into the weeds, give us an overview of who City House is and what you guys do.
Well, thank you very much. We've been around for 26 years. City House has been helping families and youth in Collin County since 1988, when two school teachers named Nancy Boyd and Kay Goodman noticed a few of their kids living out of their lockers in their cars, and they went, what is going on here? So they did some research, figured out these kids were homeless for whatever reason, family conflict or whatever. They didn't have a home. And so they said, we have to do something about this. And so they formed a six-bed youth homeless shelter in 88 of an old church, and that's how it started. And that has grown to a 48-bed, multifaceted organization today, providing services to abused, neglected, and homeless youth, ages newborn through 21. So we've been around for 26 years, have a really good track record, and our mission, as we say, is to protect youth, empower change, and transform lives of less fortunate youth in all of Collin County, and that's what we do.
So you've been around for a long time. And I'm assuming in that time you've probably set up more than one facility, more than one home to help these kids out. Tell me about how extensive what you guys have done is. How many homes are there? Where are we at?
Well, we have an emergency shelter to begin with. We call it My Friend's House is the name of it. And we work with that facility works with newborn up to 17-year-olds. And these are abused, neglected, and homeless, runaways. We provide counseling there, too. We try to stay in front of problems. And a lot of times, the school counselors know what's going on in their schools, and we have a lot of referrals. Or kids that are just looking for help, they can go on the internet and find us. And so when a youth is having some issues at home for whatever reason, sometimes they're not getting along with mom, it can be that simple. We have counselors that they can see free of charge. Sometimes we have families that come in as a group, and they want to get in front of that conflict before it becomes a problem. So My Friend's House is there also for kids that have been removed, unfortunately, from a home. We work with CPS quite often, and we specialize in siblings. We've had one group of seven siblings come through there. And it's unfortunate when something happens in a home, maybe it's a drug bust or what have you, the kids are removed by CPS and they have to go somewhere. Well, My Friend's House is one of the most trusted areas they love to come to because we can keep the kids together, whether it's two or up to seven as we had one time, and until we can place them either back to their home or in a foster care or what have you. But we're there to take care of them. So that's a big part of what we do is that emergency shelter. The other part is our transitional living program, which serves homeless young adults ages 18 to 21. And these are kids that either were, you know, they get through high school and mom and dad said, okay, you're done, you're out. Or, you know, they had family conflict and they left for whatever reason. And so we give them a roof over their head so they can concentrate on what's important in their life, whether it's going to college, finding a job, both. We require them to either go to school and or work. So we've got rules for them. These are homes that are in Plano. And these have been established for about 10 years. We have a male house and a female house. And so we've got our staff that works with them. They're required to go to life skills classes, which can be everything from budgeting to doing laundry to how to dress for a job interview. And basically, we're teaching them how to stand on their own two feet. Those are the main parts of what we do. But we look to help in every way we can. We have got a youth resource center as well. So if you're not in the actual transitional living program, living under our roof, you can come into our resource center and get help with any of that. You can attend a life skills class, you can see a counselor, and now we're expanding into Frisco with that same program.
Okay, so we're going to talk about expansion into Frisco here in just a minute. To lead into that, you wouldn't necessarily think of Frisco and homelessness in the same sentence, and yet there is a homeless issue in Frisco. And we've talked about this a little bit in the past, particularly with homeless kids in Frisco. What can you tell us about the situation as it is in Frisco and how extensive or not that really is?
Yeah. And actually, people in Plano didn't think there was a homeless population there either in youth, but there is. And actually, it's growing. And it's growing because the poverty is growing in the suburbs faster than it is in the city now. And it's growing because the last two recessions hit the white-collar workers. And a lot of the white-collar workers up in Collin County, including Frisco, in their homes, they lose one of those jobs, and they sometimes find themselves homeless, or at least it causes conflict in the family. Mm-hmm. And when there's conflict in the family, the kids sometimes get the blunt end of it. And with that growth, what we found is we are having more people also move up into the growth areas. Because let's face it, we have all this huge service industry up and down Dallas Tollway. Who's going to work in that industry? It's going to be people moving there for a better life for their kids. There is no transportation, so they come up there to work. And there really isn't affordable housing up there or affordable rentals. So that's where some of the growth is coming. And basically, what is happening is about 2 years ago, I joined a task force. It was called the Frisco Youth Task Force. It was along with the city. It was along with the counselors from the middle schools and high schools. It had churches involved. It had some organizations like me and Samaritan Inn involved. It also had a lot of concerned citizens. And it was because all of a sudden they found, it was realized that there was a homeless population in Frisco. And why you don't see the homeless in Collin County, they're not necessarily out in the streets. They're couch surfing. But many times they may couch surf and someone may take in their son's friend for a month or so, but after a while, they need to get out. Yep. And so basically last year when we did a homeless count, it's a point in time count, we do across Collin County, but we work with the school districts. There was 187 kids in Frisco ISD that were homeless. 21 of them were unaccompanied youth, meaning they weren't homeless with their parents. They were out on their own. And actually this last year we had about 16 graduating seniors that were homeless. That's that 18-year-old that mm-hmm. if there's conflict in the house, that's the time that it breaks apart. And many times it's communication. And when we found this was a growing need, we knew that the under 17, we can take care in my friend's house. It's an emergency shelter. It's short term. What we want to do with those younger kids is we want to do the counseling to get them back with their family or with a safe place until they can become 18 because they are minors. But what we knew is we didn't have enough room in our transitional living homes. Our two transitional living homes in Plano is 6 to 7 kids. And they're mostly full because it's a longer term. It's an 18 to 24 month. This is a program of helping them save, get through school, and become citizens in the community. So because of that, and we also have a transportation issue. There's no transportation public between Frisco and Plano. So mm-hmm. if they moved out of their territory and they were still in high school, how do we get them back and forth? Or they had jobs over there that they would have to leave to live in Plano. So what happened is a group of citizens, the city, matter of fact, the county helped us, decided to help us grow into Frisco and to purchase to build transitional living homes there. And they helped us raise the money for our first one, which we bought in March. And actually, we opened up a resource center in March to allow kids that are at risk or having problems to come in and get counseling, case management, a free place to get help, whether it's on the computer or after school. But in March, we also bought our first home. As part of that home, we had a HUD grant. And with a HUD grant and the generosity of lots of people in Frisco, we were able to do some much-needed remodeling or refurbishing on the outside. It was an older home. And right now, next week, we're going to move in our first two kids.
Okay, wonderful. So we're getting a couple of kids that need a place to go.
Yeah.
A place to go.
Yeah, and actually, one of them, let me kind of tell you a story about one of them. One of them is just turning 18. She actually goes to the high school, one of the high schools, it's Heritage, I think it is, in Frisco. And she came to us when she was still 17. Her mother had thrown her out of the house. She called us. She found us through our resource center. She ended up coming into our emergency shelter, which is only part-time. I mean, that's only 45 days. It is an emergency shelter. But we started working with her and her mother. And after the counseling, both individual and group counseling and family counseling, we realized that wasn't a safe place for her to go back to. So we ended up finding a host home for her, which is a good family down in Carrollton that she's actually living with. They're bringing her back and forth to school.
Wow.
But it's hard because she has a part-time job. She's getting ready. She's in an advanced program to go to college, and she wants to live in her own community. So this next week, she's going to be able to move back there. We have a bus that'll be taking her to school. We will be making sure that she can keep up with her activities. And so we're helping someone that had to travel a long distance, and now they can live with their support group and friends, which is what we want to do with that program. Put them in the community they came from in an environment that's good for them.
So the residence that's in Frisco that you're moving into, this is the first one in the city of Frisco,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And about how many kids at any one time would reside in that home? And will it be boys and girls, or just
no,
one or the other?
Just girls.
Just
in
girls,
this one.
Okay.
We hope to have a boys' home, but no, it's not intermixed.
Okay.
The average is around six at any one time.
Okay.
And along with that six, we do have round-the-clock supervision. So we have someone there that is a case manager, counselor, house parent that is around the clock to give them supervision. Because I said, this is a program. Someone doesn't just come to us and get into it. They go through questionnaires. They go through the rules of the house. This is to help them succeed in life, not just a place to sleep. And that includes strict case management and rules.
Yeah. Well, it does not surprise me that you would have had people in Frisco reaching out to you to want to discuss bringing City House to Frisco. In the time that we've been running Lifestyle Frisco and actually paying much closer attention to the types of things that happen in the city, there is an incredible, and even a couple of the city councilmen that have come on have talked to us about this, there's a really incredible community and culture of volunteerism and helping other people out. And I think I've seen comments that people have left about Frisco, and I think Frisco gets a very bad rap at times for its affluence, but they're not here, and they don't realize this is not a community that just shuts its eyes to the things that are happening in the community. They tend to be very much engaged in opening and solving those problems and trying to help people out. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody is always on the same page about that, and there can be some conflicts here and there, but by and large, it is definitely a community that wants to help in solving those problems. On that note, there have been a few things that you guys have run up against in the transition to Frisco. Is there anything you want to tell us about that and kind of how things are evolving? Because it sounds like it's a very good program, and it's going to be something that's well managed and really is something that the city needs.
Yeah. I'm going to start with a good point. I want to reemphasize what you talked about as the citizens. The city has been fantastic. The counselors, the schools have been wonderful because they know the homeless. They see the kids that are abused. They're usually the first one to call CPS if there's a problem. They see the homeless teens and they know what their problems are and they know them well. And so that's where our first referral comes from. And actually, as we were opening up our house, we have Eagle Scout groups that have come over and done yard work. We have people in the neighborhood that have helped us unpack things. We've had people that have donated electrical service, plumbing service. We have a man from Frisco is putting in all new blinds for us. So the generosity is there. And I think what we're running into is, on the whole, there's many good people in Frisco. And I think we just have a few that maybe we haven't been able to communicate one-on-one with. And I think they have a misunderstanding of where these kids are from. Because we've heard some things like juvenile delinquents. These are not kids that are coming from Dallas or outside of Frisco or Collin County. These are kids like this one lady that is going to one of their high schools. So they came from that community. And these are kids that have maybe had a rough life. We've had kids that have left their home in Frisco because their father was an alcoholic and abusive, and they knew they had to get out and spent time with us in Plano. These are kids with conflict and problems, but these aren't juvenile delinquents. These aren't people coming out of the juvenile court systems. These are the kids going to school and part of that community. And I think as we move in and people get to know the kids and get to know us, and hopefully we can communicate with them, I think they'll feel the same way that our neighbors in Plano feel, which many of them during this kind of conflict have said, you know what, I live right there, and I really didn't know it exists till I volunteered. And we have over 65,000 hours of volunteerism a year.
Wow.
Just in City House. And already in Frisco, we have probably about 60 people that have already signed up to volunteer, to be mentors, to bring over food, to come over to the holidays and help celebrate it with the kids. So I think this is a chance for the community to really embrace these kids and know that they may have been the one person that made the difference in someone's life.
Yeah, I think when people, one of the things that they probably haven't heard as much about, and I think is an important point, is that the kids that you are helping out are the kids that are from those neighborhoods or from that neighborhood. I mean, it could be your next door neighbor for all you end up knowing, right? And we're not importing, you know, people from far and away. This is in the community to take care of the community that it's in. So
right, they're already there. We had a gentleman, a kid last year. His name was Casey. He went to Centennial High School, and he actually decided to come down to our Plano home. He made a bigger decision. He left his comfort zone and came down because his dad was abusive and he had to get out. It was that simple. And he got an internship at Medical City while he was a senior, and he was studying neurology, and he wanted to join the Coast Guard. And he left for Pensacola 2 months ago. He joined the Coast Guard. And he told me last summer, and it really made me proud to be associated with City House, he said, if it wasn't for you guys, I couldn't have done this, because I was always worried about, where am I going to sleep tonight? What am I going to do? How am I going to deal with this problem? And when we gave him the roof over his head and the tools to succeed, he was able to concentrate on his internship and finishing high school. And that's what makes me so proud. These kids are from the area, like you said. The home in Frisco is going to be kids that are placed there are just from the next street over. You just don't know it. You can't see them.
Well, that's a good story. Thank you for sharing that. And it is a job well done. So on that note, let's talk about how people can volunteer, because I know there are going to be other people in the community that are interested in helping out in doing everything they can to either eradicate or at least address the issue of the youth who don't have a place to go. If people reach out to us and say, okay, what can we do? What are we going to tell them?
I think one of the best places is to go to our website, which is cityhouse.org. And on our website, there is a place for volunteerism. And we have ongoing classes for volunteers that want to join us. It has a list of things that they can do. And a matter of fact, we have a director of volunteer services, and her name is Lisa Rogers. And I think if you reach out to her, we have a phone number on the website. If you reach out to us via email or phone number, we will get you involved.
Our volunteer opportunities, some people like to work directly with the kids at the emergency shelter. Some like to cook and bring food to the transitional living homes. We have a lot of events. We work the Plano Balloon Festival every year, and we're always looking for volunteers to help with just the 5K. We have the Collin Classic, which is in its 23rd year, and that is a 2,500 cyclists in McKinney that runs every June. And we own it, we run it, and the fundraising 100% goes to City House. But it takes a lot of people to work all the rest stops and things like that. It's a lot of fun, to be honest, to volunteer. So if your interests are just working events, you can bring your family to work the Collin Classic, for instance. Or if you're interested in working with the kids, an individual, we have our volunteer orientation. The next one is October 25th. We have them about four times a year. But we put them through an orientation on a Saturday morning to learn what we're about, put them through the rules and how we operate, and go from there.
Okay.
And actually, we have an event coming up in October, which is the Abbey Holiday Frisco golf tournament that is going to be at Stonebriar. And I know we always need volunteers for that, or we still have room for golfers to play in it. And you can find that on our website also.
How much is it to come in and swing your clubs? Do you remember?
I think it's $165. I'm going off my memory. I wish I knew off the top of my head.
But there's also sponsorships. So if you have a business and you want to do a sponsorship for $2,000 or you want to own a hole, you can do that also.
Okay, right.
We've got a raffle around it as well. Actually, we don't. Abbey Holiday Frisco is the raffle, and it's affiliated with Park Place Lexus in Plano. They're giving away a year-long lease of a Lexus. It's actually four different Lexuses. They change it out every 3 months. But they're selling those for $100 a ticket, and you don't have to play golf. So if you want to participate and have a chance at a Lexus for a year, and they're only selling 300 tickets, so not too bad.
Yeah, your odds are fairly good in that case. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, we actually posted a press release on the golf tournament and the raffle and everything, so that's already posted on Lifestyle Frisco, but we'll link to that in the show notes as well so people can find that very easily.
Well, and I would say get your raffle tickets early, because I think they've got about a third of them sold. We had a big event the other night, so reach out as soon as you can.
Yeah, one lucky winner is going to have a Lexus for a year. I'm already jealous.
Very nice.
Okay, so let's go out on this. Coming up over the rest of 2014 and into 2015, what are you guys looking forward to? What are the next steps, the goals for City House?
I think the goals is obviously to continue to reach out to the community and build that support and relationship with the community and extend our relationship with the churches we already have and new churches in the area, because the religious organizations are a great support to us as far as donations and also their time. It also would be to eventually have a boys' house in there. A matter of fact, right now we have two Frisco young men in our transitional living home in Plano because we don't have anything for them in Frisco. And then in the future is obviously working with the schools to help identify at-risk kids when they're under 17. How do we get to them as soon as possible and mend some of those relationships through counseling to keep them in their homes, and eventually hopefully expand our transitional living homes into McKinney.
Okay.
And if I could plant one seed for you,
please.
If everybody wants to get involved and help, it can be as simple as giving us a gift card. Holidays are coming up, and what we have every year is a gift card drive, because gift cards is what we use to buy the groceries for my friend's house, the emergency shelter, and the transitional living program. The homes need groceries. They need laundry detergent, all that stuff. That's all part of the program that we provide, but we can't do it without everybody's help. Our saying is it takes a community. So a $5 gift card to Target, that's a big deal. They add up really quickly. So if anybody's looking for something to do this holiday season, donate a gift card to Target or Walmart. We'll take it and we will use it and put it to very good use.
Oh, that's a great idea. And I like that because it really makes it easy for people to do something, whether it's something very small or if they want to get much more involved and engaged, you have programs and opportunities there too. So,
sure. And it all adds up.
Yeah, it does. All right, guys. Thank you very much for coming out today. I appreciate you guys coming down and taking the time out of your schedules to do the show with us. And I hope we can help spread the word about the good work you guys are doing. Thank you for coming to Frisco.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So speaking of Frisco and what's happening around town, let's get into the weekend roundup with Wendy.
Yes. So we are now starting to look at fall weather. Things are cooling off. One thing that's going on, it's outside of our wonderful city of Frisco, but I wanted to mention it this weekend, is the Plano Balloon Festival, because this seems to be a nationally known event that happens. So this year is the 35th anniversary of ballooning in Plano, Texas. So head over to Spring Creek Parkway. It's at Oak Point Park, and that will be going on all weekend. This is also the last weekend, coming back closer to home in Frisco, this is the last weekend for the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee Musical going on in the Frisco Discovery Center. Various times, various prices for matinees, showtimes, and then depending on your age, different prices for showtimes. Also, this Saturday on the 20th is the 13th annual Mother-Son Dance. So that will be going on in the Frisco Conference Center. $18 per person, $15 per person if you're a Frisco resident, and then $18 for non-residents. This might have already sold out, but we just wanted you to be aware that that's going on Saturday as well. Frisco Farmers Market is still going on through October, so we are starting to wind down on that event as well. Come and get your fresh fruits and vegetables while they still last. Wednesday the 24th next week is a FC Dallas game versus the Seattle Founders. And then also something to miss before it closes out is the Sculptacular 2014. It is a public art exhibit featuring three-dimensional artworks. And this has been going on in the Frisco Discovery Center since the day after Labor Day. And it's going through October the 3rd. And if you haven't seen that, there is absolutely some fantastic art going on. In there. Very interesting, some hands-on things that your kids can touch. So if you haven't seen it, take your kids, take your family, don't miss Sculptacular. And then things that are coming up, one of them that we love to talk about every year, this year is the 11th annual Lone Star Storytelling Festival. So that happens in the library portion. It benefits the Frisco Public Library. It's in the library portion of the George Purefoy Municipal Center. And that will be going on next weekend, so September 26th and 27th. Again, times all over the board, different ages of storytellers as well, from grown adults to children telling some great stories. So super exciting event that happens every year, the Lone Star Storytelling Festival.
That sounds like fun. So, yeah, we don't send people out of Frisco too often, but I've been to that Plano Balloon Festival, and it's a blast.
Yeah, it's huge. It's a huge event. Yeah. So that'll be great. And then next weekend with the Storytelling Festival will be two very big events for
us. Sounds like fun.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, as always, there's good, interesting, fun things happening in Frisco. So thanks for the roundup.
We love it. Thanks.
All right. That's it for this week, guys. We will see you next week. As always, you can find us by searching for Frisco Podcast or just by visiting lifestylefrisco.com/Frisco-podcast. See you then.